welcome to the City Edge Conversations podcast series on liability and recourse for COVID-19 vaccine injuries. I am Mason Petler, an associate in the employment department at City Edge. In this series, we have discussed how employers might manage objections to mandatory vaccination policies. And we have also dedicated an episode to the approval process for COVID-19 vaccines, providing information that employers can in turn convey to employees when employers are required to counsel their employees who refuse to take the vaccine in terms of a mandatory vaccination policy applicable in the workplace. Many employers have raised complaints from their employees that vaccine manufacturers would not be liable for COVID-19 vaccine injuries. When considering these complaints, there's an important distinction between an individual's adverse response to a vaccine and a fundamental defect with the vaccine itself. In today's podcast episode, we discuss what recourse exists when the medicine itself is faulty by delving into the concept of product liability. Joining me today is Tim Smith, a director in the Dispute Resolution Department at CDH and a pharmaceutical sector expert. Tim, thank you very much for your time and availing yourself for a discussion into these aspects of the broader discussion on COVID-19 vaccines.
Thanks for having me, Mason. As you mentioned earlier, when a manufactured product is defective, the concept of product liability comes into play. Under the common law in South Africa, product liability is a type of delict. Before a claim can succeed, it must be shown that, firstly, the defective product is unreasonably dangerous. Secondly, that the manufacturer was negligent, and that they should have foreseen the harm that could be caused by their product, and they should have taken reasonable steps to prevent that harm. These principles are the same in the pharmaceutical sector. However, consumer legislation plays a significant role in regard to product liability. The most important development was that it introduced the concept of strict liability into this area of law, a liability concept that does not exist in South Africa outside of consumer law.
Thank you very much, Tim, for that input. I guess then it would be a good starting place for me to start by asking you, will a person have a product liability claim if they have an adverse reaction to a COVID-19 vaccine?
It's not a straightforward answer, Mason. As you know, any claim is fact dependent, much like eating peanuts. The peanuts themselves are not necessarily defective just because somebody has an allergic reaction to them. There is an important distinction between a person's unique reaction to a safe medicine on the one hand, and an injury or loss that occurs because the medicine was unsafe, defective, or inadequate steps were taken to prevent foreseeable harm. This distinction will inform an inquiry into whether a product liability claim is appropriate.
I guess then we need to take a step back and perhaps begin by asking the question, what is product liability?
Under South African common law, claims are restricted to financial claims that are brought to compensate a claimant for losses which occur as a result of a defendant's, normally a manufacturer's, conduct, and include claims for actual expenses incurred or to be incurred, general damages, and where applicable, past and or future loss of earnings.
What do these different types of liabilities actually mean?
So actual expenses incurred or to be incurred is a broad category of damages. It is the money you have actually spent as a result of the harm or money that you will have to spend in future as a result of the harm. This would include, for example, medical bills. A claim for general damages, which are claims such as for pain and suffering, loss of amenities of life and or disability, may be available to a claimant who satisfies the requirement for a delict and is able to adequately quantify and prove their damages. A claim for past and future loss of earnings arises when your income is affected by the harm or will be affected in the future. For example, if you're a plumber and you were so sick for weeks that you could not work, the money that you were unable to earn during that period would qualify as loss of earnings.
Thank you very much for that in-depth explanation, Tim. From what you are saying, I understand that these categories arise from the common law. However, generally, and as you would understand, people handle medicines all the time in their general lives. Inasmuch as concerns around COVID-19 vaccines arrive, these concerns could rightly extend to all medicines. This brings me then to my next question. Are there any legislative interventions or regulations that are in place to ensure the safety of products from a consumer perspective?
Yes, the Consumer Protection Act imposes strict liability on producers, importers, distributors, manufacturers, and or retailers for any harm caused by a product, including medicine or a vaccine, caused wholly or partly as a consequence of having supplied the unsafe goods, a product failure, defect or hazard in any goods, or inadequate instructions or warning provided to a consumer about any hazard arising from or associated with the use of any goods, irrespective of whether the harm resulted from any negligence on the part of the producer, importer, distributor, manufacturer or retailer, as the case may be.
Does the CPA provide any defences or exemptions to product liability claims?
Under the Consumer Protection Act, liability does not arise in the following instances. So where a claim is brought more than 3 years after the death or injury that a person sustained, the earliest time in which a person has knowledge of the material facts about their illness, or the latest date on which a person suffered any economic loss arising from the death, illness, or injury. Another instance is when the product's unsafe characteristic, failure, defect, or hazard resulting in harm is wholly attributable to compliance with any public regulation. When the product's alleged unsafe characteristic, failure, defect, or hazard did not exist in the goods at the time it was supplied by that person to another, or was wholly attributable to compliance by that person with instructions which were provided by the person who supplied the goods. And finally, where it is unreasonable to expect the distributor, manufacturer, or retailer to have discovered product's unsafe characteristic, failure, defect, or hazard, having regard to that person's role in marketing the goods to consumers.
In light of your explanation of the instances wherein liability doesn't arise, do I, as a vaccinated person, have any remedies under the Consumer Protection Act for vaccination-related injuries?
So vaccinations are like any other product. If they cause injury in the instances we mentioned earlier, such as where the vaccine is defective or unsafe, the manufacturer or importer could be liable. However, the fact that the vaccine must have been defective or unsafe or had inadequate warning means that not every COVID-19 vaccine-related injury will lead to product liability. So if the vaccine was not defective and came with adequate warnings and instructions, then a person cannot hold the vaccine manufacturer or importer liable for the injury. Having an adverse reaction to the vaccine where it was not defective will not result in product liability, and a claimant will not be able to claim on this ground.
Outside of the Consumer Protection Act, are there any other remedies available for COVID-19 vaccination injuries?
The COVID-19 Vaccine Injury No-Fault Compensation Scheme was created by the South African government to provide compensation for those individuals who suffered certain types of injury resulting from the administration of the vaccine. Interestingly, there is no mention that the vaccine must have been defective before you can claim from it. In circumstances where a person claims through the scheme, it is not the manufacturers who will compensate the claimant, as compensation in this instance comes from the fund established by the South African government.
So let's say, if I want to claim in terms of the scheme, can I also still claim in terms of the Consumer Protection Act?
The short answer is no. If you claim compensation from the no-fault compensation scheme, then you waive your right to claim from any other.
Thank you very much for that clarity. Discussions around the adverse effects of COVID-19 vaccinations are a vexed area in the workplace. It has been illuminating to learn more about product liability more broadly outside of the workplace, which may help inform why and how liability can be limited in the employment context. Ladies and gentlemen, join us in the next episode of the CDH Conversations podcast series for a discussion on what constitutes a COVID-19 vaccine injury as opposed to a product defect. Our employment law experts talk about the interplay between COIDA and the schemes that exist to aid those who suffer an adverse response to the vaccine. Team, thank you very much for your in-depth and insightful explanations and for your time.
Thank you, Mason. It was a pleasure.
The views and information expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily present those of the firm. All content is provided for general purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. We make no representations, warranties, or guarantees, whether expressed or implied, that the content on our podcast is accurate, complete, up-to-date, or reflects the current law. We accept no responsibility for any loss or damage, whether direct or consequential, arising from reliance on the information which is presented here.